This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, we're continuing our teaching on the King of Babylon and how he's able to attack our physical body with pain, weakness, and disease when we have rebellion in our life. When I first got this revelation on demonic kings, I started practicing it on myself and on my friends, and I experienced all kinds of cool miracles. I remember one time I was sick and had green goopy stuff coming out of my nose and down my throat. Well, as soon as I rebuked a demonic king, it left. Then I had a friend who had pneumonia. She had everybody pray for her, but she was still sick. But when I rebuked a demonic king off of her, she was instantly healed. I had another friend who was withdrawing from heroin. He had sweat streaming down his face and his body was racked with pain and cramps. As soon as I rebuked a demonic king off of him, his withdrawals instantly stopped. Another friend of mine had an incision that got infected. The area around it was hot and it was red and even had pus coming out of it. As soon as we rebuked a demonic king, the pus literally dried up and the infection left. The doctor the next day confirmed he was healed. Today, we're specifically going to focus on being healed of pain. The King of Babylon has a spirit of pain underneath him in his kingdom. Today, I'm going to share with you some really cool testimonies of people that got healed of chronic pain. At the end of the program, we're going to have a super soak so that you can get your miracle. But first, let's start today's program with a review.
We've been talking about demonic kings. What are they? Well, Ephesians 6:12 in the Amplified details what they are. It says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots, which is a tyrant king, with despots, powers, and master spirits. That's the order of the ranks in the demonic army, with the despot at the top, the tyrant king at the top. He is a strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. And one of the ways that we bind these kings, the main way, is by getting our soul healed. That's how we bind the strong man. The word strong man in the Greek means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. Sin wounds our soul. And many times there are specific sins that attract specific kinds of despot kings. In this program, we're going to talk about the sin of rebellion. In Proverbs 17:11, it says this, "An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him." You hear that? If you look at the word cruel there, it actually means a fierce enemy that brings a sentence of death. When you rebel, it allows that fierce enemy to come and to attack you, to torment you, to hold you hostage in all different ways, in your mind, in your emotions, in your money, in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your physical health. Amen? So what does this king spirit do to us? Well, Nebuchadnezzar took God's people into captivity, right? He physically imprisoned them. I believe that the king, the satanic king of Babylon, does the same thing, that's his job. Okay, now, Sienna, she's a chiropractor, right? And so she hesitated to come forward and testify that she had a major severe neck problem because it's bad for business. Yeah, let me tell everybody, I have my own chiropractic office and I have a severe neck problem. It's not a good mixture, right? But she braved it out and she came up. She said that she had been in practice for 2 years, and the cartilage in her neck had started to degenerate so much that it just continued. It got so bad, and then it continued on for 3 years more, becoming more painful as time progressed. The degeneration got so bad that she could hear the cartilage crack and crickle every time she moved her neck. During the filming, we were doing a filming of a Miracles from the Road episode in Michigan, and she heard the Lord speak a word in her mind. She heard him say, regeneration. And when she attempted to move her neck afterwards, there was no more cracking, no more pain. She was completely delivered and completely healed in 1 minute. Now, see, I've noticed that when this pain goes, it not only does the pain itself leave, but the problem gets healed at the same time. Like people's spines align and people's discs grow back and people's bones grow back and people's cartilages grow back and things like that. People's hips get aligned. Things like that happen. People get new knees and then the pain leaves. So it's like this dual thing. It's like not only does the pain go, but then the actual issue or the disability or whatever it is gets healed too. Amen? Tony, this is a wonderful story. Tony was one of the leadership at a church in Muncie, Indiana, and he had a severe case of plantar fasciitis and also acute tendonitis in his Achilles, right? And so every night he would go home. It was so bad he would have to limp around and be in such pain, right? And so he'd go home and he'd have his wife, you know, massage his foot, massage his Achilles tendon and all that to try to get rid of the pain. So anyway, I had a word of knowledge in a meeting. And I released it, and he got healed. But he didn't realize it really till he went home. He kind of, you know, went to bed, and he's thinking, well, I'm just having a good night, right? But he wakes up in the morning, and he's, like, limping around like this, and he realizes, because he don't normally have to limp when he gets up in the morning. He goes, wow, why am I limping? You know, I don't have any pain anymore. So he comes up to testify, right? And he goes, I can't believe it. I don't have any pain anymore. It's fantastic. And I go, so that means your wife doesn't have to massage your feet anymore, right? And he goes, yeah, right. And he goes, no, wait a minute. No, that doesn't mean that. And his wife says, yes, that's what that means. And he's like, no, it doesn't, no. But he was healed just like that from a word of knowledge because the spirit of pain has to go when there's no rebellion, amen? Amen? I've been healed of all kinds of stuff connected to Babylon because I was in rebellion, as I said earlier. I had so much rebellion in my life. So I had a lot of this king's influence on my life, and he was causing me all kinds of issues, pain issues, disorder issues, you know, issues with finances, issues with family, issues in every way. But I have been on a serious repent bender, you know what I mean, to be repenting of rebellion so I can get every bit of this spirit out. And that's why I've seen so much healing. I mean, those are just small, simple stories. But, you know, I can't even remember all the stories. There's so many of them. You know, I'll tell you how I first learned about the King of Babylon. We were on a 21-day fast, and my prayer director, Jean Mulquin, she called me. She said, something amazing is going to happen on the last day of the fast. And I was like, okay, great. That sounds awesome. And I remember during that whole fast, the Lord was showing me about these kings. And so Mom was alive at that time, and she was very sick. And so I was getting all this revelation about the kings, and I'm like, okay, God, is there one of these dudes on Mom? And if so, who is it? And so it was like the last day, and I'm praying in the Spirit, and I got really quiet. I said, tell me who it is. And I heard in my mind Isaiah 14. You can imagine how happy I was when I opened the Bible and it was about a king called the Satanic King of Babylon. I was like, yeah, I'm on to something now, right? And I never fought a king before. I didn't know what to do, right? I didn't realize at that time that, you know, you needed to get the soul healed and all that. But God in his grace, how many of you know that God meets you sometimes just right where you're at? He just meets you right where you're at, amen? But of course, since I didn't know about the soul at that time, it took a lot longer to get rid of this king because, you know, I wasn't decreeing on the soul. I was just trying to battle him. And I remember I opened up that word right there in Isaiah 14, and I was decreeing all the judgments that God spoke about against this king. You know, I was doing it against him. I was speaking it out about how he would weaken the nations no more and how the scepter of the tyrant ruler would be broken. And in verse 14, or verse 12, I already read it to you. It says that he would fall from heaven, O satanic king of Babylon. And I remember I was decreeing all those scriptures. And at one point, I mean, it took me 3 hours to do this. Boy, it's so much easier now that I know about the soul. Amen. 3 hours, I'm just like saying the scriptures. You're going to not weaken the nations anymore. Your tyrant scepter is going to be broken. You're going to fall from heaven. You're going to fall from your position of power over mom. And at one point, I was just chanting that, fall, fall, fall in Jesus' name. Fall, fall, fall in Jesus' name. I'm just like going for it, right? And then all of a sudden, I had an open-eyed vision. I actually saw this dude like falling down through the clouds from heaven going like this. And I remember, like, being shocked, you know, going, what's that? Like, duh, you've been only chanting to fall for an hour and a half now. And I was like, what was that? God, tell me what it is. And Jesus spoke, the Holy Spirit spoke a scripture into my mind. Do you remember where Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky? See, Satan's just one being. He's not omnipresent. So when Jesus said that, he wasn't saying, oh, I just saw Satan himself fall from lightning from the sky. He was saying, I saw him and all his despots. Because we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with despots. I saw all his despots, his tyrant kings, falling from the sky, from their positions of power. And it was so cool. I got that verse and I was like, wow, that's cool. That's just what happened just now. Amazing. And then I opened up my Bible and I was rereading Isaiah 14. I'm like, this is so awesome, right? And I looked at that scripture. It says, how you will fall from heaven, O satanic king of Babylon. And you know how it has the little reference next to it, the little reference number? I looked at the reference number to see what scripture was the reference. It was that scripture where Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. I was like, yes. Woo! And it worked. I was so happy it actually worked. And I remember I called Jean up and I said, we need to go over to mom's because something really cool happened. She's like, what? I go, I'll tell you later when we get there. Just meet me there. And she grabbed her sister Robin and we all went over there. Remember that day? And we started decreeing stuff over mom. And they didn't really know what I was decreeing because they didn't understand it. I was just saying this to them. It was like, what's this crazy stuff she's decreeing about some guy named the Satanic King of Babylon? And I'm like, the Satanic King of Babylon has fallen from over you in the name of Jesus. And they're like, okay, just pray with her. Okay, yeah, we agree. We agree. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we were going for it, right? And then Jean was sitting right in front of mom, right? And all of a sudden she goes, oh, my word. And she sits up. She's right here, so just check with her on this story. And she sits up, and she goes like this, and she pulls an angel feather, or a feather, I'll just say it like that, a feather off of her shirt. Now, mom didn't do down blankets and down pillows. There was not a feather in that room. Not a one. But so there she is, and she's pulling it off her shirt. Remember that? And I'm sitting there going, me, I'm always doing that. I'm always like going, what is that, God? And I'm waiting for him to say something in my brain to explain it, right? It works, seriously. And so I'm like, what is that, God? And I hear a scripture in my mind, and I went to it. I heard Acts 12:10, loud as a bell in my mind, and I opened up the Bible really quick, and I went to it, and it was all about the angel of the Lord breaking Peter out of prison. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was just like, man, we whooped on the Satanic King of Babylon. And as a result, he fell. And then God sent an angel of the Lord to break mom out of prison. And he left his calling card behind. How fun is that? Amen? It was very cool. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I read the scripture to them. And they're like, wow. And, it, you know, Jean's holding the feather. Wow. Right? And then I turn to Robin, who's Jean's sister, and I go, did you get anything? Did you hear anything? Did you see anything? What'd you see? What'd you hear? And she goes, I don't know what it means. She goes, but I just kept on hearing the same thing over and over again while we were praying. I said, what? She goes, I kept on hearing in my mind over and over again, Isaiah 21. And I went, oh. Because Isaiah 21 is like my favorite scripture when I was in prison, right? Because in that chapter, it talks about Babylon. And you know what it says in that chapter? It says, and Babylon has fallen, has fallen. I was like, yes, it's true. He fell. Yes.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
My mom had been on the highest pain medication that you can be on. It's called Dilaudid. It's the prescription equivalent to heroin. And she had been on that high level of pain medication for, I don't know, many years. Probably 7 or more years, I think. Probably 10 years. And within 30 days, she was able to get off that med. And you know why? And she never went back to that level of pain medicine again. She went down to a very low level pain medication. You know why? Because her pain had such significantly dropped. Can you say amen? People think I'm nuts, but this revelation is true. And it's all over Scripture, and it works. And let me tell you why there's been resistance on it, because these kings do not want people to know that they are there. I'll tell you one last story. We had two people that were working with the ministry for a while, Ron and Connie, and they did deliverance. They would do personal, you know, praying sessions, deliverance sessions with people. And I had just basically told them about the kings, and they've been learning about the kings themselves. And they had a pastor come in for them to pray for him. He had throat cancer. He had a big lump in his throat. In fact, when he'd go to the doctor would put his finger down his throat, the pastor's throat, to see if the lump had grown anymore or what was going on with it. He could actually physically feel this big lump. So they were ministering to this pastor. And as Ron is sitting in front of him, he's looking at him, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, "Ask the king of Babylon if he's there." So Ron leans and he goes, "King of Babylon, are you in there?" And it answered him. It said, "How did you know I was here? Who told you I was here?" That's the words that came out of the pastor's mouth, who never even heard about the kings at all in his life. That's the words that came out of his mouth. Wow. So that tells me a lot, eh? People don't know about this, and that's the way they like it. No more. The world is going to know that they exist. And we're going to get healed in our soul of everything that's in common with those strong men. And Ron ministered to his soul. He ministers to his soul, and then he commanded that king to leave. 3 days later, that pastor went to the doctor. When he walked in, the doctor said, "Okay, open up. Let me see if the mass has grown any bigger." And he put his finger down the pastor's throat, and it was gone. It was gone.
Right now, we're going to do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers, because this is how you get healed. We didn't produce these shows just for the message. The whole point of the show is to see you get a breakthrough so that when you watch these programs, you actually experience a miracle. And how you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in the Super Soak. So let's go back to the conference right now and let's really press in for your breakthrough.
Remember, we need two things to be healed. That's the blood that Jesus shed at the cross. That takes care of the sin of rebellion. But the rebellion itself, that sin, leaves a wound on our soul. So we're also going to need to partake of what? Dunamis power that comes through the resurrection. Paul said that. He said, I want to know him in the power, which is dunamis, of his resurrection. And I believe one of the reasons why Paul wanted to know that power so much is because of what that power does. That word dunamis means the power to perform a miracle. It can kick that cancer right out of your body, but it also means excellence of soul. It can heal your soul so that that king, that strong man, does not have the right to attack you anymore. Remember what the word strong man means. It means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. When you get strong in your soul, when you get healed of those wounds, then you'll be able to bind the strong man and thoroughly ransack his house, including spirits of pain, disease, and cancer that are underneath him. Amen. Amen. So put your hand on your belly or your heart. And let's start with the blood right now. Say, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would heal us of all rebellion. We ask forgiveness for that sin. We ask that you not only wash us, but our ancestors. That you would go back in time and heal and wash away every sin of rebellion that they committed. If I've rebelled against you, Lord, wash me that sin. If I rebelled against the Holy Spirit, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against Father God, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against leadership, wash me of that sin. If I rebelled against my spouse, against my parents, against my pastors, against my leaders, against my bosses, against people in authority, forgive me of that sin of rebellion. I repent. I repent if I've broken the laws of the land. I understand now how deadly that sin can be. Wash me of rebellion. Cleanse me of that sin right now by the power of your blood in Jesus' name. Okay, now are we done? Why not? That sin made a wound. The blood took care of the sin. But the sin made a wound, and there's a special power for that wound. It's dunamis. Comes from the resurrection. And it makes you excellent of soul, doesn't it? Now remember, you already have dunamis because you were baptized into Christ. When you were baptized into Christ and you're born again in him, you went down in death with him in the water. That's down in death with him at the cross. You came up out of the water to new life with him at the resurrection. You already have it. Now, does it grow? Yes, it grows in strength and power. The more you activate into it, the more you put your faith on it, the more you use it, the more you utilize it. Okay, but you already have it, so right now you can be healed, amen? Ready? Let's pray for dunamis now. Just pray with me. Lord Jesus, we now ask that you would heal every wound in my soul that came from the sin of rebellion and every wound my ancestors had in their soul. They got passed down to me. I decree I'm filled with dunamis. It's resurrection power. I already have it. I release it now into my soul. In the name of Jesus, I am becoming excellent of soul. Excellent of soul. I will have nothing in common with the strong man, the satanic king of Babylon. Because every wound that came from rebellion is being healed. Being healed right now. Being healed right now. being healed right now. I'm excellent of soul. I am strong in my soul. I'm going to be able to bind the strong man. Okay, now just keep on filling your soul with dunamis. You are becoming excellent in your soul. Your soul is becoming strong. I decree it. I speak to every wound in your soul. I command it to be filled with dunamis.
Now, check your body to see if that pain is still there. Move around a little bit. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Maybe it's turning your neck or raising your arms, or try to bend down. Maybe you need to try bend your knees or move your body in some way. A lot of times, the miracle happens while you're checking yourself. Now, I'm betting that as you're doing that, you discovered that your pain is gone. I want to hear all about it. Now, if the pain is still there, just keep on praying for your soul to be filled with the blood that Jesus shed at the cross. It will wash away all your sins of rebellion. And don't forget to also pray that dunamis power from the resurrection would fill your soul and heal you of the wounds that came from the sins of rebellion. Once you feel the release or the lifting, then command the spirit of pain to go in the name of Jesus. When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today, when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, Serpent and the Soul, along with a bonus fire-soaking CD. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to share some awesome video testimonies of people that were delivered from the King of Babylon and healed of pain when their souls were healed of rebellion. If you have chronic pain, weakness, or disease, or disorder of any kind, or you know somebody that does, you're going to want to watch this program. Don't miss it. We'll see you next week. Have you received a miracle while watching this show? Send us your one-minute selfie video. What's a selfie? Take out your cell phone, hold it like this, not like this, so we can air it on television. Hit record and tell us your one-minute healing testimony. For more information, go to our website at katiesouza.com.